And then the numbers started climbing and climbing. I'm like, holy hell, what is happening here? And then that's when I started diving deep into the wonderful world of podcasts and how I actually wish I jumped on 10 years ago. Right. But, you know, but at least we're on here now, and I'm learning a lot every day. There's a lot of nuance to this whole thing, but if anybody's interested in getting started, I think it's just like with anything else in life, stick to it long enough, get better in time, and you will find success in it. You'll find success in it. It may not be Joe Rogan numbers, but it may provide you the life that you want without having to do anything else.
Awesome. Hey, welcome to Ronan Mindset. We are here today with Mo. Now, we'll see. The first year with a pit bull puppy can be pretty trying because they have boundless amounts of energy.
That and like she was just chewing everything and eating everything and biting everything and everyone and jumping on everybody. And I'm like, my wife and daughter like had it. They're like, that's it. We got to get rid of her. I'm like, you're out of your mind. And now they're like, oh, we love her so much. And oh my God. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell her that you were trying to get rid of her. You were trying to abandon this poor little thing.
We're going to tell her that story.
This loving creature.
Hey.
She's amazing, brother.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we finally got this done. All right. I just dyed my beard.
This is, how many times have we tried to get this podcast going and we're here?
This is probably like the ninth time, I feel like.
Probably. I don't know what the hell. And I got, you know what? This camera, I plugged it in, and for some reason it switched on. So, like, I'm just going to leave it right there. I'm not going to let my computer shut off. I just did another podcast. So, I was like, I'm texting you, like, all right, you got to.
That's awesome.
Cheers. Because
cheers.
It is 7 p.m. here. I'm allowed.
I don't know what she finds, but she finds things to eat. Just
everything. Anything to be found.
Yeah. It's crazy, though.
Well,
you know,
shit.
When, like, just even a month ago, she was really rambunctious and jumping on everybody. And, you know, we still might get her trained, but I'm like, why? She is so docile.
Yeah.
Like, she listens to my command. She chills out. She, you know, anything I ask her to do, she does it. She's super right. Calm, super loving. I don't know. This whole misconception with pit bulls is ridiculous because I've never met a more loving, compassionate dog breed in my life.
No, they are pure love, no doubt. I mean, this 100% pure love. Yes, there can be bad ones, and I know we'll probably get people in the comments with their pit bull stories. But overall, as a breed, they are amazing. And I had pit bulls from the time I was 25 to, you know, I had to put Winston down about a year ago. So like 25 years I had pit bulls. And just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, no, they're awesome. Incredible. And I've met other ones too that are just, I mean, I'm talking like at the school, my kid's school, you know, when the parents come and pick them up, and I'm talking like the big, like the, just the jacked face, you know, that style of pit bull, just, they're like babies, just licking your hand, just being all loving and crap. And I'm like, man, I mean, they look so menacing. I will say that they look like some of those pits, they look very menacing, but they're like, they're giant teddy bears.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. You do have to watch out for some certain things like animal aggression and stuff like that. Make sure to socialize her, expose her to a bunch of different things, people, situations, noises, smells, all that stuff.
Right.
But
yeah,
they are absolutely amazing dogs, especially if they're, you know, raised right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. So 8 months, huh?
Yeah, man. 8 months. She'll be a year in December, January, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's Sagittarius then, maybe.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you're not one of those.
No, I just know because that's what I am. I don't know anything else. I'm
Okay.
November, end of November and December, Sagittarius, apparently. So
Like, I
that's
remember
me.
when I first started dating my wife, it's like, oh, he's an Aquarius. We don't mesh well because I'm a Scorpio. I'm like, I don't give a rat's ass what you think. And you know, no disrespect to anybody that believes in this stuff, whatever, to each their own. Hey, what are you doing? But I will say, I think it's the biggest load of crap. I really do. I think it's the biggest load. Like, if there's ever been a scam above all scams, it's this astrology bullshit. I don't know. I don't know. To the extreme. Now, is there relevance to astronomy and star? Of course. But to the extent where they're following this Instagram account, they're like, today, this is your day because you have to put a foot forward into the sun and then bask your ass in the fucking winter. Oh, gives a fuck. Like, just come on, man.
It's ridiculous, but I don't know if it's fortunately, unfortunately, or whatever, but it seems like most women are going to be into that to one degree or another.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if
Might as
it's
well learn how
scientific.
to.
I don't think, I don't know. I know there's science behind it. I just don't know how scientific it actually is to the point where it
Science?
impacts your personality and your life. I'm like, listen, your personality is dictated by your circumstance, your surroundings, your outcomes, and the influence that you've
Your
had throughout your
genetic
life,
makeup.
your genetic makeup. And you can influence your personality based on, again, the circumstance, the surroundings that you're in, right? If you take yourself out of one environment and put it in another environment, if they're completely separate environments, you'll see that their pieces of your personality and how you think will start to adjust, will start to change. If you come from a horrible, horrific, just disastrous environment, and you're placed in an environment where you could flourish and you could thrive, you're telling me that your personality won't shift. And then again, vice versa. You could take a good person, put them in a terrible environment, and certain latent abilities might thrive in that environment. But because you're in that negative, bad, terrible environment, the things that are going to flourish are not necessarily going to be conducive to you long term. And again, the same is, you know, with the reversal. I don't know how we're talking about this, but that's kind of how I look at things.
It's the same as like the people you hang around, you know, and it's a microcosm of your environment, but you're the average of the five closest people you hang around. You know, like they say, hang around five rich people, you're going to be the sixth. Hang around five fit people, you're going to be the sixth. So I'm a firm believer in that.
Yes,
Not so
sir.
much astrology.
No, not at all.
So, well, shit, man. You, for anybody who's listening, Mo is the reason that I'm actually doing this podcast. And you're my inspiration, bro. And I joke, but it's the truth.
Well,
You
listen,
know.
I appreciate it. I wouldn't say I'm the reason. I will say that I may be one of the deciding factors or maybe the thing that tipped the scale for you, but
Catalyst.
you know, the catalyst. But you know, you were already doing this. It was the formatting was just different. You were just leveraging social media instead of the platform of podcasting and short form versus long form. I mean, that's really the only difference here.
Yeah, I could be. But this allows me to kind of, it's a different thing for me. And yeah, you're right, absolutely, in a way. But for me, this is allowing me like full expression, where social media, my primary target was credit education. And I remember when we were talking about this and you were suggesting, like, see, you gotta do a podcast. I'm like, oh, shit, I talk about credit all fucking day. I don't want to talk about credit, to people, and you were like, hey, snap out of it. You don't have to do it regardless, surrounding credit. I was like, oh, well, yeah, you're right. So this gives me an opportunity to talk to amazing people, and it gives me an opportunity to be exposed to a lot of different ideas and make relationships, and you'll get a lot of I don't know what it is. There's something to it above and beyond just putting out videos.
Right.
It's been very rewarding so far. And I'm just at the beginning of it, so.
I haven't found any other platform outside of like even if you go back and they still exist today, but like talk shows, right? So like,
Right.
on cable TV, regular channels, like whatever. They still had a, first of all, they were scripted to an extent, right? The other part of it is they lack this, I don't know, this sincerity and this authenticity that is between the audience and the host and the host's guests, if he has guests on the show. Where
Right.
podcasting, it's kind of like, it reminds me of like late night radio where the radio host is just talking. They're playing some music,
Right.
sure, but they're talking and they're expressing themselves and it's raw. And you have that opportunity now, but with video, and because of accessibility to internet and then, inexpensive tools like a microphone, a webcam, a computer, a laptop, a phone, anybody
Right.
can do it. And it gives us this long form conversational type of dynamic that I don't really think has existed. Yes, YouTube has existed before, but this is a little bit different. The formatting is different. It is tends to be more conversational, even in the education niche where it's tends to be more of like, hey, I'm teaching you about stuff versus, or like business where I'm teaching you about stuff versus we're just having a conversation and see if you have value or you're being entertained or, it's humorous or it's enlightening or whatever the case may be. I think they provide like a platform for a multitude of different kinds of A, leadership, sincerity, and authenticity with the audience. And the fact that it is highly shareable, it's like, hey, did you see what they were talking about? It's like, hey, dude, Joe Rogan was talking to this guy that I've been following forever. And it's like, it's amazing what he said. I'm going to send it to you. And then, boom,
Right.
now because this guy watches Joe Rogan, but they're never really interested in the other guy, or maybe they haven't heard of him, they send it to him. And now he gets to hear about this guy that Joe Rogan was talking to that he found a passion or interest in. And now this new guy, let's call him Guy A, decides that whoever this guest is now part of his whole ecosystem. Now he wants to listen to what he has to say and share that conversation. So it just becomes, I mean, listen, we are, no matter what anybody says, like we have to have human interaction, whether that be through a screen or in person, obviously better in person. But to have that form
Right.
of connection where you feel like you're part of the conversation is so
Yep.
unique. It is so unique in comparison to other formats out there. Instagram is polished, YouTube is polished, talk shows are
Right.
polished. I don't, that's why I love the Joe Rogan podcast editing format. It is probably the least polished out of all that I've seen. There's minimal editing done, hardly any graphics outside of the opening credit, right? The
Right.
intro. And it's just a long form conversation. But the conversations
Yeah.
are so enticing. And what makes him unique is that he has a multitude of different interests. And so one episode could be all about MMA, the next could be about astrophysics.
Right.
The day after that, it's comedy.
Yeah.
There's nothing more relatable than that. Because we don't just talk about one thing in our lives. We talk about everything that we're interested in. And then
Exactly.
we surround ourselves with people that are interested in the same things and maybe slightly different things. But for the most part, it's that camaraderie that brings everybody together. And that's what I think podcasts have to.
Really, it's really been eye-opening because, I got invited, once I started to get a larger social media footprint, I got invited to be on multiple podcasts, and that's actually how we met. You reached out, I think it was on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Do more of it. Do more of it.
Right.
That's
And every time
been
somebody
a.
approached me, well, every time somebody approached me to do a podcast, I was like excited. I'm like, yeah, this is always fun, And I was fortunate in that the people who did invite me to be on the podcast, it was a very sort of organic conversation. And there were some very pertinent questions, but it was just kind of flowed. And it was just fun because it's a normal conversation. I don't like people generally. I don't. But I like individuals. People as a whole are kind of a stupid mob, in my opinion. But there are individuals that are just fascinating to talk to. We had a great conversation. Then I think, what was it, about a year later, I went back on your podcast.
Say that again,
Yeah,
I'm
I think the
sorry.
second time. I think it was about a year later, after the first time we did a podcast, you invited me back.
Yep.
And then when we were chatting after that, that's when, the kind of seed got planted. We were like, dude, you need to do a podcast. But I had, honestly, I had never listened to a podcast outside of Joe Rogan. Ever.
There's a lot out there.
Yeah, there really is. And I've been kind of diving into that, and it's a fascinating platform to me. It really is. And if I get a chance to talk to successful and interesting people and get paid to do it, and I can, I brought this whole show on the road. I've got the camera. I'm in Spain right now. I'll be in Abu Dhabi tomorrow night. I'll be in Thailand this weekend, so I could do this wherever I get good internet connection. And that's just a dream come true. It's a good supplement to, marketing the credit products and the business credit and personal credit products and all that kind of stuff. So it's just been something that's really fun. Really fun.
Yeah. I want to go back to how you don't like people, but you like individuals. And it reminded me, because we talked about this yesterday. I was like, I'm the same. And it reminded me, I had to look it up yesterday because I was like, what is that? There's something he's talking, like, I know what this is from. What was it from? And it hit me. It was from Men in Black. Do you remember? I don't know if you've ever seen Men in Black. Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith, the
Yeah,
original.
love
Okay. So he's sitting on the bench. He's sitting on the bench after he's introduced Will Smith to like the world of like aliens and other life
Right,
forms
outside
living
on the
here
park bench.
outside on the park bench. And he
Yeah.
said, people are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it. 1500 years ago, everybody knew the earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew that the earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that humans were alone on this planet. And what I took from that was is that people will believe what they choose to believe, and because they choose to believe what they choose to believe, a lot of times it gets muddied through the waters. Whether you call it whether
Right.
you you whether that happens through media channels, whether that happens through your household and how you were raised, your perception becomes your reality, and therefore that reality becomes the way that you live, and it becomes part of
Right.
your associations and how you deal with things. What struck me about your statement was is that the issue with people as a whole is that we are majority won't think for themselves, and I know that sounds preposterous. Just
No,
stay
it
with me.
sounds absolutely spot on if you ask me.
Right. But to those that are thinking, well, what do you mean I don't think for myself? Well, when you allow outside forces influence your decisions, you are being manipulated to some extent. I'm not saying we all are negated from being manipulated. That's not what I'm saying. I'm sure I'm being manipulated by my kids. They come to me, they want something.
Almost assuredly.
I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Okay, fine. Yes, we could go. We could do this. Yes, you can have that ice cream. Yes, we could order this thing. Right, but to a certain degree. But when you allow it to dictate the way that you view the world inside of what you are living in, that's when you start having a problem.
Yeah,
You know?
100%.
So I just wanted to add those that 2 cents in because it made me think, and I'm like, God, that just resonates with me. Because it's the truth, and it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate that majority of people will allow themselves to be guided along this, manipulative path just because they think it's the right thing to do. I'm like, come on, man. Use your own brain. Have some common sense. That's the thing that we lack nowadays is common sense. It ain't so common anymore, unfortunately.
No, it's a long way from being common, unfortunately. And most people, I think most people are comfortable being told what to do, what to
Ignorance
think,
is
how to
bliss, man.
act.
That's a true
Oh yeah, it's
statement.
easy. It's
Yeah.
easy.
Yeah.
Whether, whatever it is, like it's just even and not just talking about like conspiracy theory type stuff, but if you look at old way of being successful in the US, go get a 4-year degree, work a job for 40 years, retire with a pension, that was the kind of the group think. of everybody, and to break away from that was, wow, what the hell, you know?
Well,
All the way
yeah,
through
I
to,
mean,
you know, the stuff that's happening these days. Like I still see people wearing masks.
oh, well, yeah, you'll never stop seeing people wearing masks. But I mean,
Well, I'm not talking about the Asians. The Chinese get a pass. They were wearing masks long before the pandemic.
right.
They get a pass on that. They can do that. I'm fine. I got love for my Chinese people.
Yeah.
But everybody else, no, they don't get a pass. But it's all good. And with the podcasting is a really good thing. And you are a podcaster, as you're also a podcast consultant. You wear a lot of hats, but you've got a very successful podcast, Habits of the Few, which is
Well,
kind of my.
that's all, I mean, successful. It's just relevant, right? It depends. Like, in my niche, do I have, sure. But you know, I think where I would like it to be, you know, 'cause when I first started this thing, it was very, I started in 2018. I did it for maybe like 6 months, and it just gave me an opportunity to speak to people that I couldn't speak to give me access to people that I couldn't speak to. And I just want to have a conversation. Really, it was more of like a collection of like journaling in a sense, right? But audible. And it was strictly audible. And I was actually recording it through the app, through the Anchor.fm app, which is now Spotify for podcasters. And shout out Spotify. And then I just didn't do anything with it. And then like a year and a half later or something like that, I got the little bug for it. I think it was no, maybe longer. Let's see. I did it for 18, or 2018 to about 2019-ish. And then I stopped. 2020 happened. And I'm like, I got time on my hands, so I started picking it up again. And then when I started picking it up again, my numbers started soaring. Relevant to, you know, to the numbers that I was doing before, right? So if I go from 0 to 100, that's soaring by my definition. And then I was like, man, there's something here. But I'd never had any intent, really, and I mean this sincerely, because I just didn't think anything was going to become of it. I was like, you know, whatever. It's just, this is fun. It's a creative outlet, something I wanted to do. And then the numbers started climbing and climbing. I'm like, holy hell, what is happening here? And then that's when I started diving deep into the wonderful world of podcasts and how I actually wish I jumped on 10 years ago. But you know, but at least we're on here now, and I'm learning a lot every day. There's a lot of nuance to this whole thing, but if anybody's interested in getting started, I think it's just like with anything else in life, stick to it long enough, get better in time. And you
You
will
know
find
that.
success in it. You'll find success in it. It may not be Joe Rogan numbers, but it may provide you the life that you want without having to do anything else.
Which is not a bad thing.
That's not a
Not a
bad thing
bad
at
thing. And
all.
that actually kind of preempted one of the questions that I had for you, and that's, you know, if you had any advice to give to somebody who's considering starting a podcast, which is kind of what you did. Because I know I have, like me, myself, and that's the same thing you told me. Just get started and do it. So I, you know, talked to you, got some really good tips from you. Did some research, bought the equipment that I felt was necessary. You know, there's the Elgato camera, which probably wasn't necessary, but it's really nice when it works.
Yeah, your picture
I got
is,
it figured out.
yeah, just for the audience comparison. So I have a $300 Logitech 4K whatever camera, okay, compared to his Elgato, which is insane. Like, he's got, how much is yours? Like a three, how much is the Elgato? 300, 400, something like that.
I think it's about 400.
Okay, so $100 more, but there's nothing on the market, and I'm not sponsored by Elgato. Elgato, if you're listening to this, hook a brother up, and you know,
No doubt. No, but it's amazing.
but it's amazing. Yeah, for sure. There's nothing like it unless you plug in like a DSLR, you know, $1,800 camera, whatever. I mean, I
I
think you
do
can get,
have, but I don't know how to plug it in my
I think you
computer.
could do like the M50, the Canon M50, for probably under 1,000 for like the kit. Like if you do the base plus the lens that you need to get you that, like the bouquet background where it kind of blurs the background. Outside of that though, I think it's important if we're doing digital to really step up. Number one is audio. Number two is video. And then number three, you know what? I lied. Number one is audio. Number two is lighting. Number three is video. That would be the order of importance. And as you can tell, my lighting sucks right now because my ring light that's right here fried. My little tiny, I had these little tiny like USB mic stands that I had on my desk. Well, this little puppy down here chewed on the wires that were on the floor the other day. So that's fun. So it's a little darker than what I would like. But
you got that whole sound of silence, disturbed look, right? You know, you got that whole music video vibe going on. But I probably went about it backwards. But, like, you know, I have all my lighting equipment, as I kind of shared with you yesterday when we were trying to get this thing and my camera wasn't working. Yeah. I bought an extra, I had a large suitcase, but I didn't buy an extra large suitcase to accommodate my lighting. And, you know, I've been to Europe before. I've had my adapter to plug it in.
Sorry to interrupt you. Do you see this? This is what she did to a tennis ball. This is a tennis ball. My God.
That was a tennis ball.
It was a tennis ball. Sorry.
Was.
Anyways, continue, sir. Here, play with this. There you go.
I was just saying, I got the camera, got the light. I have my Bluetooth microphone, which I forgot. Not Bluetooth. It was a Yeti. Yeah, I had Yeti.
Where'd you forget it? Like in another town?
I don't know if it was in. I don't know if it was in Minnesota or Miami.
Oh, bummer.
One of the two. So my audio is strictly on the computer. I'm going to fix that when I get to Thailand. I had my lighting that I bought the extra suitcase to accommodate and pay the overweight baggage fees every place I go, and plugged them in here, even with the adapter and the surge protector, fried 2 out of 3. Like that, they're starting to go off. I was like, what the hell? So I'm working on subpar lighting and subpar audio, but you know, when I get to my semi-permanent place, it's going to be Thailand, probably Chiang Mai to start with. And then, you know, there'd be plenty of lighting and all that. So I'll get something that's a little bit more set, you know, some sound blankets maybe and good lighting. And
I just realized that your headphones are Bluetooth.
Yeah. Well, I have the option. They're either Bluetooth or they came with a cord.
Yeah. I might have to switch it up. I like those. I kind of get annoyed with the wire.
Audio-Technica. Audio.
Yeah, the Audio-Technica. Because the only reason why I use the headphone is because I plug it in directly into the mic so that I can hear the levels with the cable. But being able to have the option, if I'm not managing the show, like I'm on here, I could just listen. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those, man.
I like them.
Fresh.
They're comfortable. I like them. I just did a 2-hour podcast before we jumped on. So it was actually about an hour and a half. And you know, they're not killing me. Oh, once again, Audio-Technica. If you're looking for somebody to sponsor, that is my unapologetic pitch. No, but I really like him. And I like the option of having the cord. Although the cord that came with these is kind of thin. I would get one of the thicker cords with the mic jack. But, you know, it gives me a little bit of flexibility. And then the sound is good. Probably not for, you know, an audiophile listening to music. Yeah. For my purposes, they're amazing.
Sorry about that. I just had to get... I had to get all that from them. Where do you... Dude, give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Sure, no worries.
You think you're smart? Do you mind if I put her... I'm going to go get her a bone real quick.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
Back like a shark attack. You ever read Walt Whitman? I've been rereading Walt Whitman. And this guy... Man, like... Talk about
Walt Whitman since probably just after high school would have been the last time.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
That's when I was introduced to him. But interesting character. Yeah.
Very interesting. Can't remember what I was on. This is where editing comes in.
So since we're just shooting the shit. So yeah, so they updated. Now you could do. Remember that AI that I told you about yesterday, the Opus, where you upload your video.
People need to hear this anyway.
Okay.
Well.
So one of my favorite AIs that came out for
There's a lot of them.
generating. Yeah, well, this is Opus Clip or Opus.pro, and it takes your YouTube link, so your YouTube podcast. You could even be, it doesn't even have to be a podcast, it could be just any kind of long form video. And
Right.
it'll take like an hour video and convert it into like 20, 30 clips with the captions, and they'll add emojis in the captions and all that good stuff, which is awesome. And I love it because I'm able to just completely optimize my time. Riverside, which is the platform that we're using to record this, just launched an update where it allows you to actually do the same thing. The only thing that it
Really?
doesn't have, yeah, the only thing that it doesn't, so it's included in your pro package. But the only thing that it
Okay.
doesn't have that I've seen yet, because I've only been playing with it for like 20 minutes, is that it doesn't do the emojis, which I really like the emojis. It's a little bit more engaging, but it's fine. And as far as like being able to edit, you can still like modify text and whatnot, but it'll generate, I think like four clips at a time, so you can just keep doing auto generate, and it does it relatively fast. And then you can go into the
Really?
editor within Riverside and edit if you want it shorter, if you want it longer, if you want to take out certain parts. But essentially, it does the same thing, and they literally just went live with it.
What was the other one? Opus AI?
Oh, yeah. So it's Opus Clip. The website is opus.pro.
Opus.pro.
Yeah, and I'm not affiliated with them. Again, love to be, but they have their AI is pretty great. It identifies. So here's what I like about it that Riverside doesn't have yet. I don't know if they're going to have it at some point. So they have the
Oh,
active
well.
speaker direct detection. The thing that I like about that though is, so when they generate the clips, it'll tell you, it'll run the vocal, the voice, the words that are being said verbally, as well as the text itself, into Google, and then it'll categorize based on ranking by a number scale. Like this is a 97% out of 100, or it's a 97 out of 100, in that it is optimized for SEO. And then
Wow,
it
for
will
any
all
particular subject.
for any particular clip, yeah. And then it'll give you the
Okay.
headline as well that is optimized for SEO. It'll auto
Holy
generate the headline
shit.
for it. Yeah. It's pretty remarkable. It's almost
That's
like,
crazy.
dude, it's gnarly.
You know, and actually, obviously the podcast, that's a perfect application for that because you can feed the whole podcast clip into
Yep.
there. But I have a ton of long form credit educational stuff that I've done in the past that I could
There you
just
go.
repurpose the shit out of and probably get an enormous amount of clips.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
And
then
it's
you have a posting program or you schedule them AI, not AI,
Oh
but
yeah,
Facebook
so
and
I mean,
Instagram.
there's a lot of different like social media scheduling platforms, and they can
Right.
save you time. I just think that they're still pretty robust. I haven't really, like, I've played with several of them, and I haven't really found one that's like, oh yeah, this will make me stop using the free version that Meta provides. But Meta
Okay.
has their own planner, and it's just facebook.business.com. You log into your Instagram, Facebook account, and then you select the business pages associated with Instagram and Facebook, and so it'll
Right.
simultaneously post to both Facebook and Instagram, and you can schedule it out, I think up to like 75 days or something like that,
What?
which is crazy, and it's all for free. There are some downsides to it, which is like you can't use trending sounds. You can't edit to the degree that you would be able to edit if you were directly on the Instagram platform. Like you don't have the
Okay.
same exact capabilities. You can't tag, you can't add a collaborator, but I don't care about any of that. All I care
Do you
about
have to
is
write the description for each one?
no, so you just well yeah, I just copy and paste the description from Opus Clip, add a couple of hashtags, done.
I gotta step up my game. 'Cause that my regular posting schedule has been absolutely disrupted because I've been in
Totally.
airports
Yeah.
running between terminals. Like it's been a little hectic lately, and my
I
posting has suffered.
yeah, so I spent 2 hours creating like 30 pieces, 40 pieces of content that is scheduled out, and I'm not manually posting anything at this point.
And I know I've been seeing in my Instagram feed, you are on there constantly.
So, well, hopefully not annoyingly, but.
Not at all. So, but I mean, I've noticed a big uptick in your social media presence in the past, say, week or two.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm trying to step it up.
Step it up, brother.
Also, for those that don't know, so Meta will post about Facebook and Instagram. Facebook Reels, I don't know why. I don't understand it. So don't ask me. Don't send Steve a comment saying, well, why is this? I'm telling you, Facebook Reels are outperforming Instagram Reels right now. Like 100%. 100 times. Yeah, like it's insane. So especially for podcasts, if you've got a business, service offering of that kind, it's the way to go. And then I do the same thing for TikTok. I do not have the TikTok app on my phone. I do not like TikTok. I don't really like any social media platform, to be frank with you.
Just go with the desktop version of TikTok yep, and schedule everything?
And I schedule everything. And I leave it alone. I don't do shit. I do the same thing with YouTube for YouTube Shorts. It's not a lot of work. It's time consuming to do it, but 2-3 hours of time to get 2 months of work in.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing. No-brainer. You have to be efficient.
It's a no-brainer.
There's so many social media platforms that you have to pay attention to nowadays with TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Facebook, Instagram. You know, you've got to cover all your bases. I want to start uploading to LinkedIn, and I want to start uploading, you know, not the short form like YouTube Shorts, but more the, you know, the 4 or 5 minute ones like the JRE Experience.
The
clips. So
yeah. And that's, you know, that's funny. I think it's one of the reasons why, based on people that I know in the space, why YouTube labeled it Shorts and not clips. Because people create large channels will create subsidiary channels, like sister channels, is labeled clips. So it'll be like JRE clips, and they're, you know, 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. maybe even 10 minute videos of the 3 hour podcast episode that he had, you know, and a lot of people do it. Now it's more common practice than anything. So having those two are huge, and then Shorts for both channels are huge. I mean, the name of the game, despite of what people may think, people are like, well, I'm a quality person over quantity. Cool, I get that, and it should be. But the ideal would be quality and quantity. So if you can do
both. They aren't mutually exclusive.
They are not. So if you're going to have just a shit ton of volume that is garbage, you might move the needle, but not really. But if you have decent content at scale, you're going to move the needle. You have amazing content at scale, now you're going to go viral.
So let me ask you, somebody like myself, I've got a credit channel on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a personal YouTube channel, which has been dormant for a long time. I think I got 3,000 or 4,000 followers, something like that. It's nothing big. With the podcast situation, if somebody is beginning a podcast, would you recommend that they set up a, like in my case, for example, say somebody has a personal channel, would you say they set up another channel to host the podcast, or would you say mix it in with your personal channel? Like, I'm going to be posting a lot of lifestyle videos, travel videos, things like that. Would you say mix them or separate?
You know, this is probably the most common question, and the question that I've asked myself to others in the space that have significantly larger organizations. And this is how I would look at it. So I think this is how I would set it up. Your personal brand is your podcast. It's your companies. It's your associations. It's everything. So you can create series underneath your personal brand. You can create sister organizations underneath your personal brand. So I would just set up your personal, like if we want to look at the biggest name of the game. Joe Rogan, his YouTube is Powerful JRE. And all he posts is his podcast stuff. But he also has sketches. He also has comedy clips. He also has this. If you look at the new age comedy guy that also has a big YouTube channel, Andrew Schultz, he's got his own channel that is primarily clips about his of his stand-up, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's got the podcast channel, specifically just the podcast channel.
Okay.
Sometimes they overlap, sometimes they don't. I would look at your personal brand as the hub. So your primary Instagram account as the hub, or excuse me, your YouTube channel as the hub. Okay. And then creating a podcast channel that is alongside it could be like the clips, or it could be just the actual podcast itself, and then you could post clips on your brand account to drive traffic to it. But the way that I think the best way I can answer your question is, what is the fastest, surest way to increase your audience? And then once you do that, will you be able to sprinkle that upon everything else? Can you do that from your podcast? Can your podcast grow large enough to where it would make sense to sprinkle on your personal brand stuff, your other interests, your businesses and expertise? I don't think so. I think the way to do it is to build up your personal brand, have your podcast on that channel. And then as you grow that, people are, you know who you are and what have you, then you can start building out sister channels and you know, whatever, where you can sprinkle your notoriety and your influence and your credibility onto. And that to me makes more sense. It's like having a parent company. It's kind of how I look at it. Like, do you want the parent company to be a shell company, or do you want it to be your brand?
Right.
I don't know. There's a lot of ways to skin the cat, so to say. It just, how does it make sense for you? And I know that was a lot, and I probably didn't answer your question.
Well, probably I'm trying to distill it in my mind now. So I think, based on what you said, I think I'll keep my personal YouTube channel just lifestyle. I'll keep my credit channel credit. I'll have a podcast channel, but I can do clips from the podcast in my own personal and drive to that channel.
You can.
And people will obviously know the name on that, so that they search me, the other channel will come up. So there'll be some cross-pollination for those who are interested. But those who are just interested in the podcast, if they just want to see the podcast and not me cruising around Thailand or whatever, they can just do that. And there might be people who are just more into travel and all that. But there might be that combination. Because honestly, one of the most attractive things about this in terms of podcasting and the traveling is that whole being able to do what I do wherever I want to do it. And that's when I shut down the credit repair business. That was my whole focus. That's why I developed the credit repair products. That's why I developed the business credit product, so I could market that. And I didn't have to be any one place. It was a marketing of seeing, instead of me being on the phone, smiling and dialing every day. So this feeds into that in a big, big way. And I think that a lot of people who end up tuning into the podcast are probably going to be searching for something like that, maybe even to start a podcast, or, you know, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like, so here's, let me throw this into the mix, because this is the other thing that might aid your decision-making, which is kind of like where I was heading. I was thinking of just creating these separate entities as their own entities, versus having one entity having housing all of these different things. Because initially,
and
I was
talking,
like,
talking about YouTube specifically?
YouTube specifically, yeah. So, because like you have your own entity, you have your main channel, and then that channel can house all the things that you're involved in. That's kind of like what I was looking at. Because to me, I'm like, what's the fastest, surest way that I can grow one channel? It's not diversifying and growing multiple channels at once. It's focusing on one channel, building up to a certain degree. Let's say that degree, that goal is 1 million subscribers. And then there, I can start to diversify. I'm like, all right, we built this 1 million. Now that I have all these people that are subscribed to me, the engagement is high, whatever, I have all these people that I can talk to, say, hey, I just set up my new business or my new channel. It's just about my podcast. If you're interested in the things I have to say, you love the clips that I've done, blah, blah, blah. Then you, because then you'll have a higher return. So out of that million, let's say only 10,000, subscribe to your podcast. That's an instant 10,000 subscribers.
Right.
Whereas if you're trying
that
to
jumps your channel off really yeah, quickly.
Right. Whereas
the algorithms and everything else.
Yeah. Whereas if you're trying to build both simultaneously, it could have some, negative effects because it's taking too long. It's taking twice as long on trying to build two things at the same time. I understand both sides of the coin. The other thing now they have is that YouTube actually has a podcast feed. So let's say you've got your whatever, if you have your podcast on your primary channel as a brand or it's its own entity, you can create a playlist, and then that playlist, you can set it up as a podcast, and it's actually their podcast feed where it shows up on YouTube Music and on YouTube. And it's set up, and the aesthetic is different. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That makes sense. Okay. Then, that's a whole different way of looking at it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It'd be easier to build one channel. I'm already splitting between two because I've got the credit channel to support the credit.
Yeah, because now they give you the
option. My personal.
Yeah, so they give you the option. So if you have your main channel, it's your brand account, and you have a podcast, now you can set up that podcast, all the episodes, in the podcast playlist. And it's okay. when people go on your channel, it'll have like home videos, what is it, playlist, community, whatever. One of those menus is podcasts. And so they can go there and they could view all your podcasts, and it's set up in a way. Whoa, wow. I was trying to show you this feed, but it started playing. Where it lines it up almost like an album. And on mobile, right. It looks like you're just on Spotify or you're on Apple Podcasts. Right. And on YouTube Music, it's even more optimized. In fact, okay. On YouTube Music, they're showcasing podcasts more now than they are music for the time being. From what I've seen. This is from what I've seen. I'm not saying that's the reality. From what I've been seeing in real time.
Right. Well, you keep your finger on the pulse of podcasting. So
I'm trying.
Now that's, I think that's a really good strategy now that I'm thinking about, especially as I was kind of going over the different options as you were talking. I think that's a good strategy. If you get to the point, like you said, where you have some arbitrary number of a few million subscribers or something like that, well, then you've got a lot of flexibility because you already got money coming in, you already have exposure. It's easy to take a section of those and go to a specialty channel. But a lot of this podcast stuff for me is a lot closer to my personal brand anyway, since I'm not going to be doing credit specific podcasts. So it fits a lot better with my personal brand. I'll leave my credit as my credit channel and just use this on my personal. Interesting. Yeah, see, it's all, I went through that whole. Yeah, after we first talked, I went the whole thing of getting the right, I had to get the Elgato camera, I got the lighting, I got the microphone, I had to get a new computer, So I set up all from an equipment standpoint. I can talk to people as no problem, but now it's the exposure that I need to be, kind of focusing on absorbing and internalizing and working on the marketing and exposure and those kinds of things.
Yeah, but also don't like overthink it. I think the primary objective is to be consistently posting out content. Right. Never missing so that's why I always say and what your buddy that we talked about, that idea that he presented or the strategy that he did was genius. So outside of that, it's just making sure that you're following the schedule of podcast posting like it would be a like a TV series. It's out every night at Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Yep. Eastern, whatever. 10 p.m. Eastern, whatever the case may be, because that's what people will get used to. And most people won't give a shit, but a lot will, especially if it's part of their routine. They like to do it. It's like their show. They like to listen. They like to watch. It's on their drive. Maybe it's in the background when they're working. Maybe it's in their headphones while they're working out. You just want to be, you want to be consistent so that you become part of their routine. And once you become part of their routine, that's when things really start moving for you.
Right. Right. Well, that was something I took to heart when we first talked. That's why, you know, my whole strategy at the beginning was get like 20 NQ.
Yeah.
Done, interviewed, edited, all that. That way, especially I'm seeing that there's going to be a lot of unanticipated challenges when traveling.
Always, yeah.
Especially when traveling. I mean, I was sitting there yesterday. I was like, oh, I was getting frustrated with everything. I'm like, you know, this would be so much easier if I just had like a little studio in my house and I was sitting in the U.S. and everything worked and I had my lighting, my camera, and my mic and my computer, and I could just flip a switch and turn it on and go. But yeah, that's not what I want to do. You know, I want to be on the road, so I'm going to have to take my lumps. But I think having those in queue is critical because things are going to happen when I'm on the road that prevent me from doing interviews or things like that. So if I have that in there and I can keep that schedule. And to anybody who's thinking of doing a podcast, I think that's really good advice. And then what you were referring to is a strategy from a friend of mine, AJ Adams, who I actually did a podcast with.
Yeah.
And when he launched his, he launched 5 at one time. That way, if somebody liked one, there were others for them to find. And I thought that was
in the beginning, yeah, just to make sure that that they had something to listen to so that they could get acquainted with you faster. Yeah. Otherwise, they could have just dipped. Yeah, that makes sense.
Learning, it's a learning experience, but it's one I've been having a ton of fun with. And, you know, it's a creative outlet. And it's an opportunity to get in front of and have conversations with those individuals that I like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not to mention that, but provide value because even this conversation, if somebody's thinking about starting a podcast, whether they're going to be stationary or they want to roam around, there's some invaluable information that I got from you when I started. Equipment, you turned me on to the Elgato, you know, I did research, but I mean, those kind of little nuggets of information for somebody who's thinking of starting out are absolutely invaluable.
Yeah, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, man.
As in quarters and dimes and nickels.
Well, Portland isn't a cheap place to live, my friend. So,
God, it's insane. I don't know what's happened over the last 5 years, but it is something else, man.
Absolutely nuts, man.
It's something else. I'm like, I might as well go live in San Diego or San Francisco at this point because that's what we're paying.
Like, what Portland, the hell? Seattle's the same way. It's crazy. And did I tell you what I'm going to be paying?
Yeah, you did.
I probably spent
did.
Too much. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't rub it in, asshole. Don't rub it in.
I've got skyline views, high rise condo in Chiang Mai for just over $500 a month, and I'm overpaying.
I know it. You gotta send some pictures, bro, when you're out there.
Yeah.
Send us some pictures of the spot of the area. You know, I want to see because I've never been, but I'm sure it's gorgeous.
And even you know, even though I'm going to be in Bangkok for 3 nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I'm going to head to Chiang Mai on Sunday, but I decided to splurge almost $100 a night.
Wow.
On a hotel.
Wow.
And I got a upper suite with a city view in a, you know, top notch, you know, 4.8 star rated, you know, review rated. It's absolute. And this is right in probably the hippest and trendiest part of Bangkok. So you can walk out of the hotel room and you got the coolest bars and restaurants and everything is within walking distance. And it's actually right near where Mike Taylor has his shop in Bangkok.
Do you have to, convert, your money or are you using a card or how does that work over there? Because of the discrepancy between, US dollars versus their currency.
Well, you can convert, or you can pay with credit card, either way.
Look, I'm saying like when you just like when you actually move there and you're living there on a day to day, like are you going to convert your money or are you just going to keep using your cards?
You know what? I'll use my cards because I like the points, but there's a lot of places you can't use your cards, obviously. So,
Right.
but you can just go to ATM machines, pull it out, and you pull it out, and like in Thailand, it will be in the baht. So, it's
That's
pretty
the
easy these
currency.
days.
How do you pronounce
Yeah,
it?
the baht.
Bot? Bot.
Baht. BAHT.
Oh, that's right. BAHT. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty easy these days, you know. And one of the reasons I'm saying I overpaid for that, condo that I got in Chiang Mai was because I booked it through Airbnb.
Wow. 34 Thai bots equal $1. Holy shit. Wow.
It's
3,400
crazy.
bots for $100? No wonder you're living like a king.
I you if you don't go crazy, I mean, obviously you can find places to spend money, but you can live. Let's say you're paying 400 bucks a month, 300 bucks a month, 300 or 400. You're living someplace nice. This furnished, includes all electricity, internet, all that. You can eat for $3, $4 a meal. Beer is like 50 cents. It's like
I
the
mean, at
cost
that
of
point, like,
living,
I would just eat out
insanely
every day.
low.
I would eat out every day.
Why wouldn't you? I'm
For
going to.
what?
I mean, the alternate of that is like for, 100 bucks a month, you can have somebody come over to your house and cook all your meals.
I like that too.
I like that too. Like sometimes I don't want to go out, deal with people, So
I like that too.
like I get a maid service for that 500 bucks a month. They come in, I think, 3 times a week and clean everything. So
That's what's up. That's what's
yeah, and
up.
that's without boots on the ground. Once I get boots on the ground, meet some people, I'll be able to find a killer.
So,
Like if I want to
what part of Thailand
spend
are you going to be
that
in?
in Bangkok? Well, when I first get there,
No, where are
I'm
you
near
going to
the
be living?
center. Oh, I'm gonna be living in Chiang Mai. It's to start with. It's a town in northern Thailand up in the mountains.
Let's see. Oh
CH.
my God. What in the world? How is this so futuristic?
It's beautiful.
Dude, I didn't even know this
And
place existed.
you can get crazy fast internet there, like 300 up and down. It's the infrastructure's there.
God in heaven.
And there are temples and jungles and so many things to do around their ruin. It's insane.
Wow. Well, make sure you, when you're editing this, throw up a picture of this place because it is
Yeah, I'll drop in some pictures.
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It has been kind of a digital nomad hub for a long time.
I want to go there. The hell?
Yes,
Look at that.
absolutely.
Dude, good choice.
The only thing
Wow.
it's missing is a beach, but I think after that I'm going to go to southern Thailand and hang out in Krabi for a while. But again, it's I don't
How are
know,
the insects
freedom.
there? I've heard the insects are gnarly. Yeah.
They can be. But like when I was in Mexico, the insects and stuff were pretty gnarly. So
Mexico and insects, yeah, they're crazy. And in Beirut, we had cockroaches the size of your hand. Like they looked like aliens. I don't even know how that was real. Like they were gigantic. Yeah.
When I first moved to Mexico, I got a place outside the tourist area of Playa del Carmen. So I had a house by myself and big wall and a gate, and it was a smaller house, one bedroom house, but it was like 300 bucks a month. But I was in Mexico. You know what I mean? I was out of the
Yeah.
tourist region. Right? And it's funny because I had Winston, my pit bull, with me. And I remember one night I had the door open because I wanted that breeze going through. And the front door was here. And then I was in the bedroom reading. And Winston was kind of laying across the bedroom door. So I get up and I'm like, oh, I need a drink. So I step over Winston and I head toward the kitchen. There was like a dining area here. And I see something out of the corner of my eye. What the fuck is that? I thought it was like a rat or a small cat or something. I turn on the lights.
I don't even
It's
want
a
to know.
tarantula
Oh my God.
about this big around when it spread its legs. And I was like, I looked at this trajectory and I had the door open It had to walk right past Winston to get where it was going. I was like, bro, you got one job. Like, you don't have to kill it, dude. Just but let me know that we've got somebody else in the house. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Just give me a heads up. Because I was like, oh. And then I also didn't realize how, you see tramps and they're like, eh. I didn't realize how fast they can move when they're motivated. Holy shit. I was trying to put him in a box and he just
Yeah, dude.
like
Yeah, no, I'm good with that. I don't want a spider pet.
yeah. No. I got him outside and
They're like the size. I've seen some of the size of cats. Like they're it's not I don't know what the fuck that is, but that's an
no.
alien.
And yeah, it's an alien.
Yeah, for
Winston,
sure.
he didn't care. I'm like, whatever.
He's
Come
like,
on
it's just a
in.
bug, dude. It's all good. Keep your panties
Yeah,
and
whatever.
chill
Yeah,
out.
whatever. So, but yeah, I'm sure I'm gonna run into some gnarly stuff there. I don't, depends, how far out in the jungle I go. I want to take some tours. I want to go to Cambodia really bad because I haven't been to Angkor Wat, that giant ruins and temple out in the middle of the jungle.
Oh wow. Yeah, I'm actually still looking at temples right now in Chiang
Google
Mai.
Angkor Wat. It is the largest, I believe it's the
Anchor?
largest. It's Angkor, Angkor Wat.
Let's see.
It's crazy. It's like the biggest ruined site in the world, I think. And they didn't know it was there until, I don't know, maybe 40,
Wow.
50 years ago.
How is that still standing like that?
It was an enormous city
Dude, that's
thousands of years
actually
ago.
bizarre. Did you see how it's like tilted?
Yeah, you've got the temple, you've got so much there. And it's just out in the middle of the jungle. I'm a nerd, so I watch a bunch of documentaries
I gotta go to Thailand,
and
dude. Like, I just want to explore this country. Like, wow.
Yeah, I'm
All right.
super psyched.
Bucket list, man. This is a bucket list for sure. Wow.
Yeah, so I'll be dropping you pictures. And if I get the right
Yeah.
internet, like the internet at the place I have when I get to Chiang Mai is fantastic. And hopefully I can also hardwire it too. I bought a 30-foot cable,
Yeah.
and I'm going to probably try and knock out like 60 podcasts in 30 days.
I think you should, for sure. Hey, did my camera go out?
Yeah.
The hell?
I miss your
Sorry,
smiling
folks.
face.
Technical issues here.
Podcast
Let's see what's going on.
isn't the same without you, Mo.
Logitech decided to run an update on the camera while we were running this thing. Give me a second.
Of
Sorry.
course. Why not? Well, you know what? It's been an hour, and I know it is right in the middle of a work day where you're at. It's 8 o'clock where I am. So what does that make you? About 11 o'clock?
It's 11. Yeah, it's updating. I gotta wait until this thing's done.
Okay. No worries. Well, I tell you what, if you want, we can call it. I think some people got some really good value out of there, especially if people are looking to podcast. I think that's some awesome stuff.
Well, let's do a part two if you're down,